Greetings, friends. I hope this message finds you in the best of health, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. But you know what? That's very doubtful, because there's so much sin, sickness, and suffering in the world that is probably affecting you. And if not you, certainly someone you know. If you believe that there is a God, then you must believe that God sees all of the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical sickness in this world. So my first question to you is, does the Almighty God have the power to heal the world? Does the Almighty God have the power to heal the world? That's my first question. Does God have the power to heal everyone's minds? Does God have the power to heal everyone's hearts? Does God have the power to heal everyone's bodies? Does the Almighty God have the power to heal the world? What is your answer? My answer is yes. God Almighty does have the power to heal the world. The second question, does the Almighty God have the desire to heal the world? Is God unconcerned about healing people's insanity? Is God unconcerned about healing people's sorrow? Is God unconcerned about healing people's diseases? Does the Almighty God have the desire to heal the world? What is your answer? My answer is yes. God Almighty does have the desire to heal the world. Now, if the Almighty God does have the power and the desire to heal the world, then when will God heal the world? That's the third question. When will God heal the world? When will God heal everyone's mental perversions? When will God heal everyone's hateful spirits? When will God heal everyone's rotting flesh? If the Almighty God does have the power and he does have the desire to heal the world, then when will God heal the world? What is your answer? My answer is, God Almighty will heal the world when Jesus Christ returns to this earth to establish the kingdom of God. That's when Almighty God will heal the world, when Jesus Christ returns to this earth to establish the kingdom of God. How can you be absolutely sure that Almighty God does have the power and does have the desire to heal the world? And how can you be absolutely sure that God will do this when Christ returns to the earth at his second coming? Well, I tell you on the authority of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that God will heal the world at Messiah's second coming, because at Messiah's first coming, he healed people of demon possession. He healed people of emotional pain. He healed people of physical impairments like blindness, deafness, and lameness. Yeshua's first coming was a foreshadow of his second coming. Our Lord and Savior set the stage during his first coming for what he's going to do at his second coming. In other words, we are absolutely sure, and we know for sure, that Adonai, our Lord, will do what he will do in the future because we know what Adonai did do in the past. Adonai will, in the future, heal the world because in the past he began the process of healing the world, and that was at his first coming. So let's begin our Bible study today by observing what Jesus did during his first coming. And again, the four questions that I've asked you, that I want you to keep in mind, and to see if I can prove this in the scripture, because I said my answer, but I base my answers on the Bible, on the scriptures, and I said on the authority of the Word of God, I will prove to you these questions, the answers to these questions that I gave. So the questions are, does the Almighty God have the power to heal the world? That's question number one. Question number two, does the Almighty God have the desire to heal the world? Question number three, if the Almighty God does have the power and the desire to heal the world, when will God heal the world? And I said that my answer is when Jesus Christ returns to the earth to establish the kingdom of God. And my fourth question was, how can you be absolutely sure that Almighty God does have the power and a desire to heal the world, and that God will do this when Christ returns to the earth at his second coming? And my answer there was that we know that Christ will heal the world completely at his second coming because he began the process of healing the world at his first coming. He simply set the stage and demonstrated his power to heal the world during his first coming. He didn't do it completely. He will do that at his second coming. On this program, the ABCs of the Bible, we are dedicated to going through the scriptures to let the scriptures teach us. So again, that's what we're going to do for this series of programs. We're going to go to the scriptures and go through them in depth to prove the answers to these questions. To start out, let's please turn over to Luke chapter 4, and we'll read in verses 18 through 19. This is in Luke chapter 4 and verses 18 through 19. And before I start reading, you'll know that what prefaced this occurrence is that Jesus Christ had been baptized, and then he was taken into the wilderness where he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and that's where he met Satan the devil, and he had temptations, and he defeated Satan the devil. So that's where we're going to pick up our story. Soon after Jesus thwarted Satan's temptations in the wilderness, Jesus came to the synagogue in Nazareth and stood up to read from the book of Isaiah. And this is what he read, and this can be found in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." Notice that. The first thing he says, he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's the first thing. The second thing he says, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. That's the second thing. The third thing he says, he has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Again, number three is, he has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives and to set at liberty them that are bruised. And then number four, Jesus says of himself that he has been anointed to give sight to the blind. Number four, to give sight to the blind. This is the time to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. When Jesus finished reading, he said to them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears?" And that's in verse 21 of chapter 4. So the four things that Jesus said was that he came to preach the gospel to the poor. He came, number two, to preach deliverance to the captives and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Number three, he came to heal the brokenhearted. And number four, he came to give sight to the blind. Did Jesus do this during his first coming? If he didn't, he's a liar, and you don't have to listen to any more of the programs that we preach for the rest of your life or any other Christian program, because everything is a lie. If Jesus did not fulfill what he said, then he's a liar, and he's not even worth listening to at any time from any person. But again, on the authority of the Word of God, we will prove that during Jesus' first coming, he did all four of these things. He preached the gospel to the poor. He preached deliverance to the captives and set at liberty them that are bruised. He healed the brokenhearted, and he gave sight to the blind. That's what he was anointed to do. In fact, the word Christ means anointed. He was chosen to do this. He was given special power to do this. Now, you'll notice something. Preaching the gospel to the poor has to do with the spirit. When you preach the gospel, you're reaching a person's spirit. You're helping them to have a relationship with God in the proper perspective. So the first thing, preaching the gospel to the poor, has to do with the spirit. Then we deal with the mind, where Jesus said he came to preach deliverance to the captives and to set at liberty them that are bruised. That deals with a person's mind, to set them free from bondage, from wrong ideas, to set them free from mental insanity. And then the third thing deals with the heart. He said he came to heal the brokenhearted. That's dealing with people's emotional pain, emotional suffering and instability. And then the fourth thing has to deal with the body. He said he would come to give sight to the blind. And it's not just limited to sight to the blind. He actually even healed people from death by resurrecting them back to life. He made the deaf to be able to hear. He made those who were lame to be able to walk. So he dealt with people's bodies. He healed their bodies. So we're talking about Jesus dealing with the complete person, the whole person, their spirit, their mind, their heart, and their body. So I'm going to ask again the four questions. The four questions are, does the Almighty God have the power to heal the world? Question number two, does the Almighty God have the desire to heal the world? Question number three, if the Almighty God does have the power and the desire to heal the world, then when will God Almighty heal the world? And question number four, how can you be absolutely sure that Almighty God does have the power and the desire to heal the world, and that God will do this when Christ returns to the earth at his second coming? And my answer to the first question, does God have the power to heal the world? The answer is yes. The second question, does the Almighty God have the desire to heal the world? And the answer is yes. The third question, if the Almighty God does have the power and the desire to heal the world, then when will God heal the world? And my answer is, God Almighty will heal the world when Jesus Christ returns to the earth to establish the kingdom of God. That's at his second coming. And how can you be absolutely sure that the Almighty God does have the power and desire to heal the world, and that he will do this when Christ returns to the earth at his second coming? And my answer is, we know that he will do this at his second coming because Jesus Christ did do this at his first coming. He didn't completely heal the world of its spiritual problems, of its mental problems, of its emotional problems, and of its physical problems. He didn't do it completely, but he set the stage for it. What he did at his first coming was a foreshadowing of what he will do at his second coming. In other words, we are absolutely sure that Jesus Christ will do something because we know that Jesus Christ did do something. And what he did was he preached the gospel to the poor. He preached deliverance to the captives and set at liberty them that are bruised. He healed the brokenhearted and he gave sight to the blind. In other words, he healed people's spiritual problems. He addressed their mental problems. He addressed their emotional problems. And he addressed their physical problems. In our next program, we're going to go in depth into all four of these aspects to prove that Jesus Christ did indeed do what he said he would do.